Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Joel Suarez of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Center, Cuba. The 12th edition of the international workshop Berta Cáceres lives on, held in Havana, Cuba, from January the 10th to the 14th, aimed to promote unity for the struggle of the peoples. As stated in the call to the workshop, the reflections, analysis, and proposals around the articulation needed to face the changing rhythms of international politics gave way to multiple projections and perspectives. The workshop was organized by the Latin American group Social Philosophy and Axiology, GALFISA, of the Philosophy Institute and the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Center, with the collaboration of the organization's member of the Cuban sector of the Continental Articulation of Social Movements towards Salva. Real World Radio, through its correspondent Danilo Urrea, together with the Communication Department of the Center on Education and Sustainable Development Proposal, CEPRODESO, and its journalist Lorraine Morales, interviewed Joel Suarez in Havana. The renowned Cuban leader is member of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Center. When making reference to the exchanges that took place during the workshop, Suarez said that the event represented an opportunity for youth, social network activists, Cuban organizations, and the academic world itself to see firsthand the experiences of the participants of the event. Suarez deepened on the articulation among academic sectors, social movements, and organizations. About this, he highlighted that radical thinking and the Marxist tradition itself turned into a philosophy that is made from the street, from looking at realities and judging it and making decisions. With this, the philosophers of GALFISA managed to return not to their desks or the academy world, but to participatory action, research, mobilization, citizen and community work. One of the issues addressed by Joel is related to the serious human rights violations experienced by territorial defenders in Latin America. About this, the Cuban leader said that this in some places is not new, but we are witnessing a worsening of disappearances, murders, questionable trials, such as the one against Milagro Sala in Argentina. Sala is an Argentinian social activist who was arrested on January 16, 2016, after a campsite organized by her organization Tupac Amaru during 52 days outside the government building of Jujuy province. She is also a member of Parla Sur Parliament since 2015, representing the opposing Kirchnerista alliance Frente para la Victoria. Human rights defenders, the United Nations, and the Organization of American States, among others, consider Sala's detention is arbitrary and have demanded her release. The social movements consider she is a political prisoner, persecuted for her position to the national government led by right-wing President Mauricio Macri. Suarez considered that some movements were not used to coexist with persecution and criminalization. That is why we have to talk about the safety of our friends without being paranoid, but we must think about what measures to take among us to protect them and take care of them.